A political scientist at St. Norbert College calls it the negative coattail effect. Wendy Scattergood is also an analyst at the school's survey center. This fall's race for governor is wide open with no incumbent. Two Republicans, Scott Walker and Mark Newman, are neck and neck, and Scattergood says they each have an equal chance of beating Democrat Tom Barrett. The Republicans are already running ads and must face off in a primary. Scattergood says Tom Barrett hasn't had to ramp up his campaign already.
We have to sort of take that into account, that as the campaign really starts going, that there are going to be more people forming their opinions.
As for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Democrat Russ Feingold, Scattergood says he too is behind. The survey asked respondents if they favor the incumbent or an unnamed Republican challenger. Even in a fictitious race, Feingold only has a 3% lead.
That's kind of surprising that would come out, particularly because it's an unnamed. So that kind of shows you, again, some of that backlash. When we did ask a matchup between Tommy Thompson and Russ Feingold, Tommy Thompson comes out with 45% and Russ Feingold is 33%. So he's actually, again, outside the error margin ahead of Russ Feingold were he to run.
That's another fictitious race Thompson has not declared. Republican Terrence Wall has, but the survey did not specifically name him. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.